No. Father, I come before you. Strengthen me in this hour. We know that we have many enemies, but you are enthroned, and you said it is finished when you crushed the head of Leviathan, the serpent, at the foot of the cross. Lord, we just thank you and praise you. Anoint us. Let us flow with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We put it over this recording. Make my pen the tongue of a ready writer. Strengthen my voice through its weaknesses. We worship you, Jesus. You alone are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain from the foundations of the earth. I'm going to call this the face of God. pardon me. I have pretty serious allergies lately. But God is still Lord over that. And the reason I'm going to call it the face of God is because we will see him. We will be changed when we see him face to face into his likeness and into his glory. I would like to say also that out of the mouths of two or three is a word confirmed. So we're talking prophecy. Because I have just heard of Pastor Dana Coverson's recent dream this week, it is literally the themes that the Lord is giving us in prayer and for me to speak. And so let me start off with, he states that September is a time for warfare such as we've never seen before. The word the Lord had given me was, you have until October. You have until October. I'm like, I have until October for what, Lord? To be about your business, to go home, to be moving into the darkness where great judgments are coming. I have until October to still work before martial law. What do I have until October for? And the lens becomes clearer and clearer the more we seek the Lord. Okay, his word was, arise, my bride, and prepare to pray. Okay, my words have been, you need to get your garments ready. You need to be ready without spot or stain. You need to be spiritually ready and physically ready, and to pray without ceasing. If you don't have a powerful prayer life and intimacy with God, what's difficult is going to be even more difficult. Arise, my bride, and prepare for battle. So I just did it last week and recently. Some audio files on spiritual warfare, and also the King is coming. Get ready for battle. Same thing. Arise, my bride, and prepare to see my face, for I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. And then he heard the wind around of 1,000 shofars. And the Lord has been really already speaking to me quite profoundly about Rosh Hashanah and the blowing of the shofars, and that since Tish B'Av was, yesterday, Thursday, and it was also a lot of other things. Child trafficking day, or sex trafficking against by the UN. Can you believe it? The UN who participates in it. You know, okay. But we are against that. And the destruction of the temple. There was another significant date. But anyway, what's more significant is that we have until October. Have until October to get it together. We need to get ourselves ready. In light of that, since these were themes, when I heard him last night, actually it was last night, and we were praying, the face of God, pardon me, the face of God, do you know how lovely the face of God is. I'm going to share an experience. You know, every once in a while, not for everyone, for some, God will intervene in our lives and we'll have a profound experience that will change us. And that is the purpose of the experience, is to change us and conform us and strengthen us to bring to pass His will in our lives. Your will be done, Your kingdom come. This is in 1994, I believe it was in the spring, and I lived up in Northern California on the Russian River, very near the Russian River, and the Bohemian Grove. And I had entered into a level of warfare when we had moved up to Northern California from Southern California that I had not experienced with awareness of spiritual warfare. In other words, being born again. And I had three nights, I had visitations. Incredible visitations. And the first night, these were night visions, okay? They weren't dreams, they were night visions. The first night, terror came into my room, my bedroom, when I was sleeping, and it woke me up, almost paralyzed me. And this presence of evil and terror filled my room. And there was a leopard. That was the vision. And the leopard was prowling about, looking to devour. It was looking for prey. The second night, again, terror filled the room. And this presence came into the room in the night vision. And my spirit saw it was a black jaguar or a black panther. Right? It was. And I'll elaborate in a few minutes. The third night, as I lay sleeping, a huge lion, larger than normal, came and sat at the end of my bed. And it opened its mouth, and my spirit man got up and went over, and I put my head in the mouth of the lion, and I, as it roared, I also roared. Then I was back in my bed, and Jesus came into the room. Jesus had brownish red hair to his shoulders. He was very ordinary looking. He had olive complexion. And his eyes were blue. His eyes were like blue water. They were unfathomable pools of water that went on to infinity, full of love. You could never plumb the depths of the love in his eyes. And the Spirit spoke to me and said, the only safe place is looking into my eyes.